Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week's 52-14 win against California. What did you see on film that you liked from your team?
Well, you know, we kind of jump to conclusions after a game. You think things, you go back, you look at film, you see stuff. I think California played out of their minds for the first 5 or 6 minutes of the game. They really had a good game plan. They did a great job. Once we settled down and played, we played pretty doggone good. You know, when you look at it on film, yeah, did we like our start? No. I mean, when you don't score on your first two series and they score on their second series on a 97-yard drive, that's not good. That being said, they were primed, ready for the game, and I thought signs of really good football teams is when they can make adjustments and then take a game back over. And I thought that's what we did. I thought we did a really good job of settling down, playing football, and moving forward.
One of the other takeaways we talked a little bit after the game was Dylan Hare rushing for 351 yards, breaking a school record that had been around since 2003. And don't get me wrong, he's had a lot of great rushing performance, but last week's just stood out to me because he had about three or four very long runs where A, he utilized his speed, and B, the O-line and some of the receivers did a really good job of blocking for him to get some of those big runs.
I've been quoted many times saying, Dylan does things normal humans don't. But there were some opportunities that he had last week where he was running with the ball and being untouched. And again, I think our players, and especially the way Dylan's personality is, he plays into the team aspect so much that the team rallies not only around him, but they want to see him succeed. And they're trying everything they can do to help him. But on the same standpoint, he's making everybody else better on the field. And what I mean by that, when he's playing really good, everybody else is better. So I think there's a great combination, a great chemistry going on right now with our offensive unit on everybody wants to play well.
And defensively, and I think we talked about this last week as well, but you know, the run defense just got better and better. I mean, held both of their running backs under 50 yards rushing, and really, I thought that, I mean, to hold a California team that had really shown a lot of offense to under 300 yards, I thought has shown the continual improvement on the defensive side of the ball.
And the big thing is we made adjustments. And I can go back to last year, and it sounds like I'm being redundant, but the communication going on between players and coaches is astounding. This week at practice, there's things happening. Our players are talking, and that didn't happen last year. But when we really go back and look at it, our D-line is starting two juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. And each week we've seen them build and build and build. So I think we're going to continue to get better. I think we're very physical at the point of attack, which is exciting because we weren't there last year. So I think we're changing the line of scrimmage. And then our linebackers have just been so on key this year. It's been really, really fun to watch.
Okay. And this week's opponent, Boonville, what have you seen from them on film?
About basically the same thing you see. The last, well, this is fifth time in 3 years we've played them. They're just so dynamic offensively. The Caton kid on offense, along with Dakota Troost and the Johns kid, man, they just have a plethora of great talent. But then you have the two Ellison young men that are very, very, very good football players on the line. Turnaround defense, all of them play defense. That's the thing, and I think they've had some struggles against some teams on defense. And then last week they shored it up and really held a good Southern Boone team. So I think they're a team that's got a little bit on the rise, and they feel good about themselves, and they're going to come in here with a little swagger.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. And Greg, I think the start of it was a little bit slow, but I think the finish of how that plant panned out in that 52-14 win against California was kind of more of what we expected.
The three and out with three incomplete passes to start the game was a little... I mean, California won the coin toss and deferred, and I'm sitting there thinking, why would you give Blair Oaks an opportunity to go up 7-0?
Right.
And then they get three incomplete passes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was genius.
I was gonna say, they know what they're doing.
And, you know, Blair Oaks is able to turn around and get an interception right outside the red zone. Dylan Hare breaks loose for like a 66-yard run to get them down to the 10, and they can't punch it in. And then California does a hurry-up offense. I'm sitting here, I'm like, if you're going to try to beat Blair Oaks, people need to take note. That was one way to try to, I'm not saying it would work, but it would work the full game, but try to do it. Because they, I mean, I think it was like a 14 play, 98 yard drive, and I bet you there were very few plays where the ball wasn't snapped within 12, 13 seconds of the end of the previous play. I mean, there's no time for substitutions. It's hard to make changes. That's really the way to go. I mean, now the hard part about that is if you're going to do an offense like that, you've really got to kind of have to scheme it out ahead of time pregame, and you're counting on a bunch of high school kids to remember a 15-play sequence maybe. But, hey, that got them a 7-0 lead. Problem was, you know, Blair Oaks then just had an answer, and California just had a hard time getting back into the end zone again.
And, again, it starts to sound like a broken record, but I think, you know, we have to talk about Dylan Hare when we have to talk about Dylan Hare because these guys come along so rarely. Yeah. And, again, he showed just why last week.
Yeah, 351 yards rushing on just 18 carries. I mean,
that's what's the amazing part.
Yeah, just 18 carries.
18 is ridiculous to end up with 351.
He had I want to say he had runs of like 66, 75, 79. I mean, he almost had the single game rushing record broken by halftime. He had 294 yards by halftime. It was just I'm sitting here, I'm like, he might. I remember I was pulling out my phone to take video of the record-breaking run, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, it's not even halftime. He might get it now. Because I remember going into the game, I was like, well, he'll probably break the career passing yards record. But he couldn't because he ran so much.
Couldn't stop running.
And he's only 34 yards shy of Nolan's record in that. In which case, when he passes that, which should happen this week, he'd be the passing leader. He's already the rushing leader. And by default, he is then the total yards leader. Right. I mean, we're talking about a kid there is a very good chance he's going to graduate with 10,000 passing yards, 5,000 rushing yards. I mean, that's almost unheard of. Now, again, not many people get to start for a quarterback for all 4 years, but you cannot – you have to say at least he's taking advantage of every start he's getting. I mean, if you're going to put together a list of bad starts he's had, it's going to be a very, very short list.
Absolutely. You know, runs the Falcons to 4-0, 2-0 in the Tri-County. Got to get refocused now this week. Home game, 7 o'clock tonight against Boonville. Boonville's 3-1 and 2-0 in the Tri-County, but it's maybe not necessarily the Boonville of maybe last year or some of their better teams, but they're still very, very good, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they did graduate quite a bit of talent. They do have quite a bit of talent back. The loss to Pleasant Hill to start the season caught me. Not that they lost, but that they lost it by like 30 some odd points at home. I was a little surprised by that. Bounce back. I think everybody knew they were probably going to beat Marshall week two. And then the real test for them, I mean, look at this is how they start conference play. They go to Hallsville, they host Southern Boone, and now they go to Blair Oaks. That, you want to talk about a gauntlet? That is a gauntlet. And they've won the first two legs of that gauntlet.
Right. And the funny part about it is the first two legs couldn't have gone much differently because that Hallsville game was 59-58, and then they beat Southern Boone last week 18-14, and you go, what is happening here? But at least, again, that might be a sign of maybe just how good they are, is that they can win playing different styles of games.
The Hallsville game was, you know, talking with Coach LePage, it was very similar to the Blair Oaks Hallsville game where it was a shootout in the fourth quarter. I think it was maybe a 7-0 or 7-7 game after one quarter. So there was some defense.
Yeah.
But it was entirely an offensive game for like the last 15, 20 minutes. And to turn around and to play a great defensive game against Southern Boone, which I believe they held Southern Boone scoreless in the second half. I think they were down 14-12 at half and went on to win 18-14. I mean, that's a good win. I know it's going to be very hard to win that third leg of the gauntlet, but again, those are two huge wins because again, I know I can't wait to see this Hallsville team because with as many seniors as they graduate, it sounds like they've still got a lot of offense outside of this past week's game where they only won 18-6 against Versailles, but I mean, they've had multiple games where they put up 50 points, and I'm just kind of curious to see what this offense looks like compared to last year's Hallsville offense.
So I guess the big part to me is just, okay, so as it is every week, like you mentioned, sometimes you're just going to have to try to do something out of the ordinary. You're going to have to try to do something unique, something creative. And most teams obviously like to go, well, if we're going to go down, we're going to go down doing what we do well.
Yeah.
So, do you think it's going to be a case for Boonville? If it is a case of, doing what they do well to try to beat and maybe not trying to do something uncharacteristic for them. What is it that they can do to maybe make this one a competitive close game with a chance to win late?
Try to have their quarterback play as well as Dylan Hare. Yeah. They've got Colby Caton, who if people will remember from Blair Oaks playing Boonville twice last year. I mean, he is a legitimate dual threat quarterback. Okay. I think in the first game against Blair Oaks, he rushed for more than 200 yards, and he had another 100, 150 yards passing. They've got some receivers in Dakota Truston, Jackson Johns. But Caton will take off and he'll run with the ball. I mean, he's capable of rushing, like we talked about last year. He's capable of rushing for 100, 150. He's capable of putting up Dylan Hare-like numbers. Maybe not 351, but still pretty darn good numbers. The thing that's a little interesting this year is we've seen they don't have like a true running back that will run the ball. Because if you look at this, the Troost is a wide receiver, but he leads the team with like about 45, 50 carries through the first four games. And a lot of that is, you know, it could be some sweeps, it could be some design runs. He also could play out, he could be the quarterback out of the Wildcat, and they'll line Colby Caton up at receiver. And in the Hallsville game, he actually threw a touchdown pass to Caton. So I think to keep them in this game, they have to throw everything. They have to throw everything they can possibly do at Blair Oaks. And the thing about Boonville is they've got the athletes that, if they want to, I think they're capable of doing that. I mean, you've got to find ways to trip up this Blair Oaks defense, because this is a better Blair Oaks defense than last year.
Okay. So even as well as things seem to be rolling right now, and as dangerous as Dylan Hare is for the Falcons, it sounds like maybe last week was not, you know, the type of game that Coach LePage wanted, completely. Yeah. Because it sounds like there's still things that I think as a coach, you can always find things to nitpick, but it sounds like he's still got some things that he would like to see Blair Oaks do better, which is very scary if you're an opponent of Blair Oaks, because, gosh, if they can do some stuff better, I don't think I'd want to play that team.
No, I mean, if you take a look outside of that opening series, I think, I want to say Dylan Hare was 10 of 14 passing. So if you think about it, after the three complete passes, he was 10 of 11 the rest of the game. The thing that impressed me was he was able to hit some receivers in stride, which we haven't, again, for the first few games we saw him and the receivers just a hair off here or a hair off there. We're starting to see them get a little bit more in sync. So I'll be kind of curious. I mean, Boonville runs a 4-3 defense, and they've got Tyson Ellison on D end. DJ Weslock has graduated. He's at MU. But they've got great defensive ends. This Boonville team has a lot of guys start both ways. Colby Caton, Coach LePage has seen him play like four different positions on defense. So they've got athletes they've got some athletes on defense. I'll be curious to see what Boonville tries to take away. Are they going to try to after Dylan Hare has 350 yards rushing, are they going to try to take him away?
Right.
And it's like the Osage game all over again, and Blair Oaks comes out passing? Or do they try to match up with the receivers and they dare Dylan Hare to try to run? Because, you know, Dylan Hare has had some good rushing games against Boonville, maybe like 100 yards, 120, but he's never had that huge breakout game like we saw last week. So maybe Boonville tries to dare him to do it again. You know, it will be interesting to see how that first quarter plays out.
It's kind of a tired question because we keep kind of asking it, but it also is one of those things where it's just like, well, until you can take him away, then you're almost stupid to try to take him away yourself, so don't take the ball out of his hands. But who do we think maybe might still be lurking in the weeds for Blair Oaks in terms of if they're going to get to the next level, who's the next person that kind of comes out that gives them another weapon where you go, this is going to be something that they can start to maybe hang their hat on here?
I mean, I've been impressed with what I've seen out of Hayden Lackman at running back. No, his numbers aren't as flashy as Dylan Hare's, but I mean, he's a freshman and he, is a guy that'll have like 17, 18 carries for 80 yards. That's a pretty darn good performance for a 14-year-old kid. I'm sitting here thinking, Blair Oaks, I feel like they could still do more if they wanted to. I mean, if you look at the Ted LePage teams from like 2018, 2019, the receivers did a lot of jet sweeps. We haven't seen a whole lot of jet sweeps this year. Nick Closser has done a couple, but he primarily played defense against California, and they really gave his receiver spot to Zach Pringer, so it kind of shows you the depth that they have. I'd be curious to see what they do at receiver. I mean, can they be more consistent in the passing game where, he consistently throws for 250? Because we saw him throw for about 250 against Maryville. He threw for 399 against Osage. But it's been like a wavelength. It's been up and down. And I'm not saying it's inconsistent. I'm saying, like, you know, there have been games where he didn't need to throw the ball, so he ran with it. Or there are games where they took away the run. So, again, I'd be kind of curious to see if Boonville is more of a balanced approach, and then maybe we see a more balanced performance out of this Blair Oaks offense.
And as far as the Blair Oaks defense goes, you know, after that kind of first game hiccup against Maryville, mm-hmm. you know, they've only given up 27 points since. Yeah. So, you're only giving up 9 points a game after that. How much of a challenge then does Boonville maybe pose for them, or how, you know, how likely is it that, you know, the Blair Oaks defense kind of keeps putting up another good game on its ledger this
week? They keep doing a good job of shutting down. I mean, their run defense is literally getting better every game. I don't even think California didn't even have 100 yards rushing between their two running backs against Blair Oaks. And so I'm sitting here thinking, okay, then California will take advantage of having a guy like Aiden Bryant, and he caught three passes for 110 yards, but he really wasn't targeted more than like five or six times. And so California is really forced to kind of throw some short passes. So we're seeing some better play. You know, in the interview earlier with Coach LePage, I think he really emphasized about how the defensive line is getting better and better every game. And again, it's, you know, two juniors, a sophomore and a freshman. So they're very young on that front line. I will be curious to see if Boonville will try to give Colby Caton 25 carries and say, here, get as many yards as you can. Right. Just try to do what you can. You know, Jackson Johns has shown that he can do quite a bit for them. I think this will be an interesting look because Boonville could go to like five or six different kids last year. I feel like maybe that number's cut in half this year. Can they? And Blair Oaks really only has to focus on maybe three or four sure. guys. So it'll be kind of interesting to see, A, if Boonville throws everything in the kitchen sink at him.
Yeah.
B, do they focus? Do they say, Colby Caton, you know, we're all behind you. You take it over. Or do they try to spread it out and really try to spread out Blair Oaks' defense as much as possible?
I guess that naturally segues into the prediction then. So I guess how do you see this one playing out tonight?
I think Blair Oaks is averaging about 50 points a game. I don't know if they quite get that high,
okay.
But I do think the defense continues to do what it's been doing. Yeah. I'm going to say this is a game Blair Oaks wins. I'll say 48-14.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action JAXON05. Thanks for listening.